What is up, Atlanta? It's a Thursday with Turtle. That's right. O's already got him up. I'm with you for the full two. And yes, it will be the full two, not the full like three and change that it wound up being last night. Because Corky Kell got off to a roaring start.
A literally, wet start,
yeah,
yes.
Literally as thunder and lightning came down on the field. And do you know what time they wound up finishing last night, O?
So, Day-Day, I asked him today. He said he got home last night after 1 o'clock. So, they wrapped up after midnight. Good.
Wow. That is crazy. Well, today, it is all sunshine and unicorns and rainbows and butterflies outside. And should be getting ready to go right around 8 o'clock should be the kickoff tonight. Excited to bring you more Corky Kell action right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game. You know, Oren, I felt like such a media guy today. You know, there are some days where, you know, you do this job and, you know, you feel like you're getting tugged in a million different directions. And today was one of those days for me. It felt good. I taped an interview with our good buddy Sigmund Bloom, which you'll hear in 15 minutes. He was nice enough to join me. I said, you know what I said? Oh, I said, I got my fantasy draft coming up in like a week. I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. It's a snake draft, and I'm picking like right in the middle. So it's like the worst of both circumstances. I don't get any of those back-to-back because I finished second in the league last year, so they just screwed me. They put me right in the middle of the snake draft. And I was like, let me get ready. So I tapped in with a couple of my buddies, and I said, you know what? Come on the show tonight. I want to see what both of you have to say, and I want to see where you guys differ or where you guys agree. For instance, I'll tell you, Sigmund, very high on Bijan Robinson. How high? You'll find out in about 15 minutes. Very high on Drake London. You'll find out how high in about 15 minutes. And I also asked him, oh, would he dare take a hope upon hope upon hope?
Don't say it.
Flyer.
Don't say it.
On a guy that if it all works out.
In a contract year.
In a contract year.
Who's healthy for the first time in a couple years.
Could be a top five leader.
At his
in
position.
In his category of
been
tight end.
Been smiling all preseason camp.
Would he dare?
Had a one-handed touchdown catch yesterday.
Yes, he did. Touch Kyle Pitts. You'll find out all those questions and more coming up in
15
minutes.
I'm in a quandary
minutes.
Myself with fantasy football, Chris.
Yeah. How many leagues are you in?
I'm in two.
Okay.
But we've already done the draft order for one. And the first two picks that went, you get to pick your – because we did a contest to see what pick you picked. So the guys who got first and second, they picked – respectively, they picked 12 – oh, no, 5 and 12.
I'm sorry, what?
They picked the – they wanted the fifth pick and they wanted the 12th pick.
Because of some strategy for later rounds?
I have no idea.
Because off the rip, that sounds really dumb.
So I was like, I had a third pick, and I'm like,
all right.
I guess I'll take the first overall pick, but it's been sitting now on me. I've been going back and forth about Jamar and Bijan. I don't know which way to go. I thought when I started this thing, I had one clear direction.
Oof.
Now I'm blurred by it.
Well, I will say this. One team lost its offensive coordinator.
They did.
One team's offensive coordinator got better when the starter that is now starting all 17 games was put in.
That happened.
Offensive line, maybe slight edge to Detroit. Yeah, that's tough. I think I'd take our guy, though. I think his usage, Oren. I think people are getting – here's something, and I'll say this. I think everybody needs to just slow down a little bit on the prolification of Michael Penix Jr. The prolificness of Michael Penix Jr. Because – I think we all need to remember something. This offense is predicated on getting 7 and 25 the ball. That's their bread and butter. It's going forwards, not going backwards. So I know a lot of us are hot to trot on Michael Penix Jr., and you absolutely should be. Oren, get it ready. Him and Drake London have been special this season as they continue to work 9 to 5. And we know how special that connection can be. Working 9 to 5. Sing it, Dolly. Come on now. On a Thursday. But, I still think for this team to have the overwhelming majority of success they want to have, Michael Penix Jr. is going to be handing that thing off a lot. If he throws more than, 32, 33 times a game, I don't think that's going to be the game plan. At least a couple of those are going to be dump offs to Bijan Robinson. So, again, I'm all about it. I'm all on the hype train. But I think we need to recognize, just for a second, to Oren's point of taking Bijan number one overall in your fantasy league, he's going to get a lot of touches. Now, I hope he doesn't get 400 touches and you burn him out, but he's going to probably be close to the league lead, I would think. And that's by design. This team is not a team that's going to throw to set up the run. It's the opposite. They're going to run to set up the play action pass. And now they have a quarterback who isn't broken and can actually roll out and make a play with his arm or with his legs. So I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're thinking Michael Penix, speaking of, if you're thinking Michael Penix Jr. is going to be your fantasy quarterback this year, I think he's going to have a very good season, but I don't want him throwing for 40 touchdowns. That's not the game plan. If he throws for 40 touchdowns, that probably means you're behind in a lot more games than you'd want to be. So I'm high on him, and I think he's going to be great, but I think we're forgetting way too much about what the game plan is. The game plan is Bijan's getting the ball at least twice per four downs. Like, that's just what's going to happen. Or a combination of Tyler and Bijan. And if they're rolling, like, you know, Oren, there's like four games a year where Algier just gets going and you just feed him like six straight times and he gets 5 yards a pop. So that's going to happen again a couple of times. So I don't think Penix is going to have like a monster touchdown season. What was it though that you told me was a couple of weeks ago? 18? 18 and a half. No, it's going to be a lot more than that. But I don't think it's going to be 38 and a half. I think it's going to be 24 to 27. And I think that would be a perfect number for him because I think Bijan Robinson's going to have, you know, 14 total touchdowns this year too. And Algier will get 6 or 7. And hopefully Pitts gets, you know, 7 to 10 in a perfect world. So that's just really what we're looking at here. So, yes, we're excited about fantasy, and yes, we're all getting hyped about all the throws in practice and everything that we're seeing, and we absolutely should. But I think we also just need to remember what the game plan is on most Sundays. That is, you are featuring number 7 as the main pinpoint of your offense and your offensive scheme. And you should, because he's, you know, a top 5 offensive skill player in the NFL. And he should be used as such. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially with Penix doing his first full 17. Now, if he goes for 27 touchdowns, throws for, you know, 38 to 4,000 yards and has, you know, 10 or 11 interceptions, then you could use that and say, whoa, what is he going to do next year? And I think you are absolutely right to do that. And then next year we could be talking about, you know, 30 to 35 touchdowns. There's nothing wrong with that. But for right now, let's just remember, Falcons Nation, the plan is to run the ball. And it will be to run the ball. And Michael Penix Jr. will take his shots when he needs to, but that will be set up by Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson doing their thing. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Coming back, Sigmund Bloom, one of the best fantasy experts in the world, joins me next. Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, How does he feel about all the Falcons skill position players? And we whip around the entire NFL as well. Great conversation as fantasy season is right around the corner, and we're getting you set tonight with not one but two all-pro level fantasy guests. It is Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, taking you to Corky Kell starting at 8 o'clock. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app.